Okay, our friends. So today it is May 1st, May Day. And when you have May Day, you want to celebrate with flowers or beautiful things. And so to do that, we are also going to do a little bit of celebrating a good thing here, specifically a good place among the flowers. Today's story is called A Good Place. It was written by Lucy Cousins, and it's read today by Mommy. And
the baby caterpillar.
Well, come on over here, baby caterpillar. We'll see if we can find.
I'm a caterpillar.
Pillow.
Like pillow. A pillow.
Caterpillar. Oh my goodness, are you a caterpillar? Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so cute. I love it. Okay, well, put your head on your pillow. My caterpillar, and I will read to you this story, and we'll see if we can find the perfect spot among the flowers for our friends. Are you ready? Okay, a good place. Here we go. Four insect friends were looking for a good place to live.
I want flowers, said Bee.
I want leaves,
said Ladybug.
I want dead wood,
said Beetle.
I want a pond,
said Dragonfly. Well, they all want something very different, don't they?
Soon the friends found some beautiful flowers.
Maybe this is a good place to live,
said Bee. Well, I think he's going to be really happy, huh? Whoops. But the flowers were growing on a busy sidewalk.
Oh no, this is not a good place,
they say. They look terrified. That's because a big shoe is coming to squish them. So that's not where they need to be, right? Then the insects found a tiny pond.
Maybe this is a good place, said Dragonfly.
It does look like a nice little pond. But the pond was just a dirty puddle on a noisy road.
Oh no, this is not a good place.
They say, and they do look terrified. Soon they found some dead wood.
Hooray,
said Beetle.
Maybe this is a good place.
Well, he's happy at least, but none of the rest of them are going to be happy eating wood, are they? Actually, I don't think they're any of them going to be happy at all, right? Because the dead wood was in a smelly pile of garbage.
Oh no, this is not a good place,
they say, and they look so sad, don't they?
Look,
said the ladybug.
Some gorgeous green leaves. Maybe this is a good place.
And why not? Gorgeous. Oh, we have a big problem now. But someone came and sprayed the leaves. And what are they spraying them with?
Bug.
Yeah, it says bug off, but with a great big exclamation point. And I think that is a deterrent for the bugs. Do you know what it means if I say a deterrent? It is to deter the bugs. It should drive them away. It should turn them from being interested in being able to participate in it. They will run away from it. It'll turn them around.
Oh no, this is not a good place,
said the insects, coughing and spluttering.
The four friends felt hungry and sick and tired.
Maybe we'll never find a good place,
said Ladybug, starting to cry.
This is the saddest story ever.
Wait, but then they heard a fluttering. It was a lovely butterfly.
Like a grown-up version of you, right, my little caterpillar?
But instead of being a butterfly, I'll be a butterfly.
Oh, you made out of butter? A big slab of butter. Mmm. I'll spread you on some toast.
Done.
Hello, little insects. What's wrong?
She said.
We can't find a good place to live.
Butterfly smiled.
I can help you. Come with me and look over this wall.
Okay, friends, what you can't see, I shall describe it to you. On the other side of the wall are beautiful plants and green leaves and a lovely pond with a bunch of, with a log that looks like it's pretty dead. But everything else is pretty alive.
Wow,
said the four friends.
It's wonderful.
The boy who lives here loves insects, and he has made his garden a good place,
said Butterfly. Now, have you done that, friends? Do you have a garden? And have you turned it into a good place?
I don't have a garden. I live in one.
You live in one? Yes, you do. But...
But sadly, the dog usually sleeps on me. I'm a caterpillar.
Yeah, somebody must sleep on that caterpillar. But it is nice to have a beautiful garden, isn't it? There were flowers for bee, leaves for ladybug, a pond for dragonfly. But where was the beetle?
Here I am, said the beetle, laying eggs in this dead wood.
Oh, it's a girl beetle. Sorry. She's a girl.
Hooray! At last we have found a good place.
And they're so happy all together, aren't they? And what a wonderful garden to live in. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for them, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And what a wonderful way to start to celebrate May Day with beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. And that is... the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.